We are learning Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Beis on Beis, and we're starting right from the Gemara. The Gemara starts off Parashas Soita Menon. It's not in our Mishnah, a bunch of things that can be said b'chol lashon. And our Mishnah brought a few other things that have to be lashon hakodesh. Now Gemara brought Makairos for the things that are lashon hakodesh, because the pashtus is that you could do it b'chol lashon, because until you say specifically you have to say lashon hakodesh, you can do it in any language you want. So now the Gemara starts off Parashas Soita Menon. How do you know it can say in any language? So really the question is, like, you know why I can say any language? Because there's no Makar to say Lashon HaKadosh. So Rashi on the Mishnah actually says that if not the Pasuk to be Matir to say Lashon HaKadosh, you would have a Hava meaning to learn out from Yevama. We know Yevama is Dafka Lashon HaKadosh, and we can Kav HaChaymer. The Kav HaChaymer goes like this, Ma Yevama Kala. You can't do any Lashon, you have to do Dafka Lashon HaKadosh. So of course, Soita, which is Chamura, you would think it has to be Dafka Lashon HaKadosh. So that's the Kav HaChaymer. So what's the Makar that you can do B'chol Lashon? Parashas Soita Menalon. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, the way we have a gear, Siva Amah Koin Le'isha, and we dash from that from the extra words, Amah Koin Le'isha, because the Pasuk says, V'eshpia Koin Le'isha B'shuvos Allah, V'amah Koin Le'isha Yitin Hashem. Why is it repeated over Amah Koin Le'isha? Teretz says, teach us B'chol Lashon Shuaim, any Lashon you want to say. Rashi's gear says a different Pasuk, V'amah El'isha, which is a different Pasuk, which is Pasuk Yotes, which Pasuk says, V'eshpia Oisa Koin, V'amah El'isha, V'amah El'isha, M'lai Shachav Isha. So why is it repeat over V'amah El'isha? So we learn from there, Va'ama Ella Isha, it's to the Isha is something Isha understands, which something goes into her heart, which is every single Lashon. So Akapanam, that's the Makar for Parashat Soita that I can be B'chol Lashon. Torah Rabbanu Linten Abraisa, Ma'ashmino Isha B'chol Lashon Shishimas. We say over the different things in any language she understands. What do we tell her? Al-Mahi Shaisa. We tell her what's the circumstances that is causing her to drink now. Uva-Mahi Shaisa. And we'll have to tell her exactly the halachas of the water, and we'll see in the Gemara, we'll explain everything. Amah nitma'as, v'amah nitma'as. So the Gemara explains, Amah hishaisa, why is she drinking? Al iske kina v'stira. Because she got warned not to seclude herself with a certain person, and she did it. And she was shaisa, she secluded herself. That's why she's drinking. V'amah hishaisa, what's she drinking out of? B'mekeda shalcharis, she's drinking out of a pitcher made out of cheres, and that also is a disgusting type of pitcher, and she's drinking out of that pitcher because it's a midah k'neged midah that she served the people she was hanging out with were nice utensils. Therefore, we make her drink from a kedush of cheres. Amanet ma'as, why amanet ma'as, like what caused her to this tumma? What caused her to come to droop so low? Al iske schoik v'yaldus, because schoik v'kalas roish, and this is in order to warn other people they shouldn't hang out and make jokes and not be serious enough, that schoik v'yaldus is it's kinderish and schoik that caused it to come to this level. V'mehin itmas, which means when does the water work? B'shoigig I'm amazed. Is the shoigig amazed? By inus averotzon, which means dafka if it's berotzon and dafka if it's bemezid, then the water will have effect on her. But if it's oinus hashayik, the water will not have effect on her. And this, therefore, what kolkach lama shalohitz laz al mayim hamarim? Because if she sees nothing happens to her, that she will say, "Oh, the water doesn't really work." Teretz, we tell her it only works if you're a mezid or a berotzon. But if you're oinus hashayik, it won't work. And therefore, if it doesn't work, you know, if it doesn't work, if she's a shayik, she's not going to say, "Oh, the water doesn't work." She'll understand that really the water does work. But the reason why it's not working here is because she was a shaygig or a oinus. Like upon him, that's the parashat shaytah when we say he said any language, is these four things you tell her that what she's drinking with and how she's drinking and what's the halachas of drinking, and therefore she'll be very clear. It could be any lashon, huh?
What's the point of dying if you're drinking out of cheres?
So it says over here in the Rashi, the reason is because people should get warned. We're telling you, look, we're doing this to you because you didn't do good. And there were people who are watching, a lot of Nashim came to watch, they will be careful. And therefore, we give her a cheres, we tell her it's because it's chayk kalas reish. That's all to give musa to other people. The last thing is, k'dei lo yilah hitzilatz. That's the.
I understand, but yeah. How does cheres play a factor in this whole story?
Because it's not. What's telling her is that it's not punk that she's drinking in the cheres. It's dafka we're giving mekadesh cheres. It's dafka to teach her a lesson that we're serving her in mekadesh cheres. It has a point to it. It's not just like they couldn't find any other keli and giving it to her. Vidu ma'ase. It's said in the Mishnah. Vidu ma'ase can be said in every single language. Vidu ma'ase is when he comes up, when a person comes up to Yerushalayim after 3 years, and he says, "I took care of all my ma'asers. Took care of everything." And it says in the pasuk, "Menol l'chsev." Says in the pasuk, "Amarta l'pnei Hashem l'kecha ba'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis v'yalif amiru misoita." We learned soita. We know it could be any language. How? Because it says, "V'omah ha'koyin l'isha." That was a special extra pasuk there. Here it's a Loshon V'amarta. We learn out Amarta from Amira. V'yaf Amira Soita B'chol Loshon Shua Oimer. Could be in any type of Loshon. Only Rezid L'abayim V'nei Amira M'levim. We know Levim where it says V'anu V'amru, that there it says that it has to be Dak Loshon Kodesh. Why we learn out the why we learn out Vida Maisa from Levim? Mal Halam Loshon Kodesh Avkam Loshon Kodesh. And think about Pasha. Don't know Amira Greis from Amira Greis. Learn Amira from Amira. May don't know Amira from Greis from Amira V'amira. We don't learn Amira from V'nisa V'amarta. V'anu V'amru. Anu V'amru is a different type of expression, and therefore we don't learn out one from another. Again, why does Vida Maisa need a Makar that can be any language? Because that's the Pashas any language. Teresis, we learn out from Yavama with a Kavacharim, like we spoke out by Saita. That's we need a Drasha both ways, all these cases. Tanya. Rav Shimei Chayimer. Odom Oimer Shvachoy Bekol Namach. When a person talks about the good things he did, things that he took care of, the good deeds that he did, he should do Bekol Namach in a lower voice. V'genusoy, but when he says about his bad things that he did, Bekol Ram, it should be in a loud voice. How do we know? Shvachah b'kol namach v'vida meister. Gnusa b'kol ram mikra b'kurim. Why? Because it says by b'kurim, it says lashon, that you say it very loud. It's because there it says there that you should say b'kol ram. Say b'kol ram. But by the v'vida meister does not say a lashon of you should say it loud. So what's the difference? He's saying the reason is because by Vida Maisa, there he's saying, I took Kielish, I took Kielish from Abayis, and I took all the Maiser, Lo Shechachti Levarech, Loshon the Pasuk is, V'gam Masat of Levi, Lo Yavarti Mitzvah Sechov, Lo Shechachti. He's saying all the good things he did. Therefore, don't say there, say B'kol Ram. Asher Enkein, by the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, there it says, V'anisa V'amarta, which means, Vanisa Vamarta means to say it B'kol Ram. That's what it means. Vanisa Vamarta is B'kol Ram. Samar explains, the reason is because the Shvachah you say B'kol Namach. But Gnusoy, we'll see what that means exactly, Gnusoy. Pasha right now means, Gnusoy means Arami Oibidavi, where you're saying about the Chatam, your father loved and did, then you should that you should say loud. Like Rashi speaks out, Gnusoy, Arami Oibidavi, the Haidu Gnusoy, Shemesvadim Shavim, Lava Rami Yerosha. Those things you say loud. That's what we're saying right now. That the Shva.
It's called our father.
Well, yeah, that's Chiddush. It's called your father. But that's Rashi says. That's what it means. Gemara doesn't have a kashrus anyway. Afraid the Gemara is that true? V'kenusa v'kol ram. V'amar Rav Yechonam Shiram Shem Yechoi. Bremateik no tefilah v'lachash. Why is Shemana very quietly? Here's all your vayish. Just over avera. Shouldn't embarrass someone who did avera, and he's going to be misvada in his tefillah, and say breathe in his tefillah. Therefore, we're misakin that Shemeshra is quiet. Like we learn from Chana, like Rashi speaks out, but that's the reason why it was quiet. Surely Cholok, and a raya to this idea, that you're not mevayish to avera, Shloi Cholok, a cost of mokoim and chas doyla. Both chas doyla are shecht in the tzafoin. You don't say, oh, chatas, go to a special section in the Beis Hamikdash. No, we don't do that. Why not? You don't want to embarrass the person bringing chatas. They brought in the same section, all in tzafoin. So just like there we find you're not mevayish to avera, same thing, that's the tefillah b'lachash. So now it's shver. We said over here, the gnusoy we call ram. That gnusoy you say loud. Like a venisa amart, you say loud. So I'm going to have a gnusoy, ela'im with tzaroy, his pain. K'detanya learned in a b'raiso, v'tomei yikra. It says that by mitzayra, v'tomei tomei yikra, why? It's orach l'dir, it's tzayla rabbin. You ever tell everyone that you are tomei, you are mitzayra, v'rabbin v'akshol v'rachman, v'chom mishil l'dovar, anyone who has something going wrong with him, it's orach l'dir l'rabbin, v'rabbin v'akshol v'rachman, and the rabbin will daven for him. And that's, so here also, is Sairoi, you're saying Tzorish Avra Lov, the Hainu Tzorish Avra Yisrael, Tzorish Lov and Arami, Tzorish Mitzrayim, those things you say loud, those Tzoris you say loud because the Tzoris is supposed to announce to everyone because you want people to daven for you. So the question is, the obvious question is, that here, the Tzoris is saying over, the Tzoris of Klai Yisrael, Tzoris Mitzrayim. That's already happened already. So let's break the Masha. Masha says like this, V'ksash kosha, my shayach ha-chaldiya v'kol ram, Tzorish Avra, k'ish v'akshu rachma masha Avra. U'may da hava hava. And for the mashav, yeshloim abe doichik levakish lov rachamim shloyavi oy tzara kazu. It's interesting. He's saying is he's davening. Yes, he's saying over the Taurus that people should daven shouldn't happen again. Usually, learn the Taurus is to be mechap on it, but to make it go away. But upon him, the daven shouldn't happen again. So lemaisa, what we're saying is like this: that we ended off. That means that shvacha you say b'kol namuch, but tzara yitzar you say b'kol rom. The people should daven for you. Now I want to go back to the riot that we brought. The Gemara brought a riot. It's supposed to daven quietly. It shouldn't be mevayish over the avera. We brought a riot from the case of B'chatas and Oyla. Gufa. Amr v'yechushim v'shemeichoy. Pematik nu tefila b'lachash. Why is tefila b'lachash? Lo yilvayish is oivrei avera. You shouldn't be embarrassed oivrei avera. Shirei lechilik ha-kosuv mokoim. The Torah did not make a chilik in the place of shchita b'chatas lo'oyla. Frank Timar, v'loy, there's no chilik b'chatas and Oyla. V'ikadomim. The halacha is that the zrikas damim of a chatas is different than a oila. Dam chatas lamaila. Dam chatas you do be etzba on each corner. V'dam oila lamata is below the chut asikra. They're not even close to each other. They're no shaykhas. The chatas, the dam is poured on the four corners on top, and the oila is two shehem arba, shtayim shehem arba, which is on the bottom. So they're no shaykhas to each other. So akaparim, so there is a chilik b'chatas and oila. There'd be a very obvious chilik. So the more answer is, Hosom Koyin Hudi Yada. There, only the Koyin knows. The people who are watching the carbon don't really realize which dam is being spritzed where. They don't know anymore. They make a shechita, they take a dam, they can't follow, they're not going to track the dam, whose dam is what. They just see when they take the carbon, where they bring it. And there, if they brought it to a different place, the people will be embarrassed. But after they shechted and the dam gets to the mizbeach, no one knows about it besides for the Koyin himself. So therefore, that's not embarrassing. Oyla zachar. The loch is the chatas has to be in a keva, and the oyla has to be a zachar. So the obvious difference. I can tell me that it's not so easy to tell the difference. So like someone was explaining to me, like just like you know, Heinz, you tell a kid a car, I'll tell you every model, you know, Tesla it is just from 200 feet away. In those days, the whole mode of transportation at work was a behemoth. They knew in a second the difference between a behemoth and a behemoth. That's what they were used to. They knew in a second. So the cash is here. This guy brings in a cave. This guy brings in a zachar. In 1 minute, they'll know the difference. 1 second, the chav. This guy's bringing a chaz. He's bringing an oila. So it'd be embarrassing for him. And for the Gemara, hosam michsa be'alya, it can be covered by the tail. You can't tell so fast. It'll be covered by a tail. So we're tenach kavsa. It's only a sheep has a big tail. Seira, a goat has a very small tail, and you could tell right away if it is. And we know a chatas can be brought either a keves or a sawyer. Seira, either a kavsa or a seira can be brought for a chatas. So the chayra, there will be a difference. Ma'ik lemeimah. So we're hosam. So you'll be able to tell right away if it's a chatas. So we're no hosam iu dukem michsa nafshei. He's embarrassed himself. The regular suya kavsa. If he's so embarrassed, let him bring a kavsa, which covers the tail, covers the mokum of the nekeva. Or zachar. Let him bring the one with the tail. Since he bring one seira, but kamaisa seira. So there, kamaisa seira. Therefore, he did it to himself. So afraid the gemara, but chaz of chavim. Look, is the chaz of avodah zara. The only difference is the chaz of avodah zara and the chaz of regular chaz is that a chaz of avodah zara brought to a veir of avodah zara has to be dafka in nekeva. It has to be dafka in a keva. Everyone has to be dafka in a keva. Dafka in a keva. It has to be dafka in a seira. It has to be dafka in a seira. So there, l'chayra, there. So there, what are you going to say there? There you can tell right away. There you can tell right away. So the more answers, there. There, he's talking deserves it. Loisagi lav seira. Tomorrow, Michael Mema. Also, I'm next of a nasal. Let's read it one more time. Chazavichavim loisagi lav seira. Michael Mema. What are you going to say there? It has to be a seira. You can't bring a keves, a kafsa. And for the Gemara, Hosom Nichsef and Ezel, we don't want to get embarrassed. Kehecha the Chaperle. There he needs a Kapara, a bigger Kapara. When it comes to Varezara, he needs a bigger Kapara. We don't mind if he gets a little bit embarrassed. Like upon him, we just had a Kasha. We were a Raya from Chatas and Eilz, that's in the same place that you don't want to embarrass someone. We had a Kasha from Dam, we said that's the Koyin. We had a Kasha from the Zach and the Cave, but we said there it could be covered. I bring Seir, it's his own fault. I have Varezara Taka, he deserves it. Zach the Gemara Vaita. And so Taisa really has a kasha, so why don't we make a different place for the shechita also when it comes to Avodah Zarah? We need a kapara, right? We want to embarrass him. So he says that one thing's enough, that it's enough that you just bear a seira, that's enough to get at the kapara, it'll be embarrassed enough from that. So the Mishnah said further, the first two cases were Parash Shait, Avida Maisa, the third case was Kriya Shema. That Kriya Shema is Nemba B'chol Loshen, Menolon. How do we know? The Chesiv Shema Yisrael B'chol Shashon Shemaya. Loshen Shema Yisrael is here, Klal Yisrael. It means anything you hear, in any way you hear, there you'll be Yaitza, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'chol Shashon Shemaya, any language. Tanu Rabbanan, Kriya Shema K'ksava, Divi Rabbi. Do we have a Braisi or a Machlaikas? The first sheet, which is Rabbi, says Kriya Shema K'ksava. Kriya Shema, you have to say it like it's written in Loshen HaKadosh, Divi Rabbi. B'chomayim B'chol Loshen. Chama says it could be b'chol lashon. My time of the Rebbe. What's the makor for Rebbe? I'm gonna call the pasuk says because Rebbe says dafka in lashon kodesh. How do we know? V'hoyu hadavarim ha'ela v'hoyu ba'avayosim yehu. Has to be exactly like it was given over. You have to say shema the way it's given over. Rabban Ami koros shema b'chol lashon shat shemaya. You could learn shema in every language. Rabban Ami yaksiv v'hoyu. I says v'hoyu. Ahu, that's the teacher Shlaikra and Alama Freya. You can't read it out of order. It has to be written, it has to be read, Shema has to be sent in order. For Rebbe, how do you know Shlaikra Freya Madal? How do you know? Nafkle Medvaram Hadavaram says Vahoyu Hadavaram Ela, and that's extra hey, that teacher has to be in order. Rabbanon Dvaram Hadavaram Mashle, Rabbanon hold, you don't dash in Dvaram Hadavaram. So therefore, Rabbanon have a Hoyu Shlaikra Freya. And it's not extra to say it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Mashenk and Rebbe has had the varim for my Freya. So Vahoy is teaching us it has to be Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. For Rebbe Nami Aksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the Pasuk Shema Yisrael? It sounds like any way you understand it. Ahum Boiler is something else. When you say the Shema, you have to say it in a way that you could hear yourself talking. Rabbanon Savri Lo, Commander Omar, Kurish Shema Lo Yisrael, Oz Yotza. He holds, you don't have to have, he holds, it doesn't hold this halach. You don't have to hear yourself saying the Shema. It's Yotza without that. And therefore, Shema is extra to say B'chol language. Zog to Gemara, Lema Kasava Rabbi, maybe you say Rabbi holds, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra. That the whole Torah is B'chol Lashon Emra. What does those words mean? What words am I saying now mean? So, Tosis points out, that's Pashut. The Torah was written and given in Lashon HaKadosh. No shaila about that. The shaila is like this. When you read the Torah, does it have to be Dafka Lashon HaKadosh or not? So Rashi learns, when you're laying the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses, could it be B'chol Lashon or not? He says, Lein B'Kasav Rabbi, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra. When you laying in Shul, the Kriyas HaTorah, L'Chaira, it could be B'chol Lashon. Why? This Agadah Lashon HaKadosh, if laying in Shul always had to be Dafka Lashon HaKadosh, Nemra, V'Hoyu Kasav Rami. Why didn't he V'Hoyu? I know already. We always, when it comes to reading something from the Torah, it always has to be Lashon HaKadosh. You see, when you're laying, it has to be Lashon HaKadosh. So it's Pasha Shema has to be Lashon HaKadosh. So why didn't he V'Hoyu? So must be, he holds that Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Nemra, and that's why here, special din, V'Hoyu has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh. Zog Tamar, no. Itzrich. Maybe really, Kriyas Torah always could be B'chol Lashon.
Who's the question? Rebbe.
Let me explain about Rebbe. The Rebbe needs V'Hoyu to teach Lashon HaKadosh. His mashma, always it could be B'chol Lashon. So Mar says, no. Really, maybe he holds always B'Lashon HaKadosh. But here by Shema, Itzrich, which is an Oksiv Shema, which said Shema, so you think it could be B'chol Lashon and Kamash Shalom V'Hoyu. No. Now the Mar says the opposite. Lein B'Kasav Rabbanon Kol HaTorah Kulu B'Lashon HaKadosh Nemra. Let Rabbi Rabbanon hold that he always could lain in the Shul B'chol Lashon. But B'Lashon HaKadosh Dafka. B'Chol Lashon HaKadosh Dafka. Why? Because why do you Shema for? Why do you Shema? If it's always B'chol Lashon, so of course Shema can be B'chol Lashon. This is Agadah of B'chol Lashon, Shema the Kasav Rabbanon. Why do you Shema? So Mar, no, it's a Kusim L'Ksiv V'Hoyu. You need to Afuk V'Hoyu, that's the Niv Shema. So therefore, it's not a riot one way or another. Now, this is the way we spoke about Rashi, that means Lema, that Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra, which means Kriyas HaTorah Beis HaKnesses. So Tosis in other places, in Brachos and in Masechet Megillah, asks, L'Chaim, the Raisa is no din Kriyas HaTorah. So how could it be that we're learning out of Kriyas HaTorah, it's not the Raisa? So Tosis there answers that Parashat Zoch is the Raisa. That's it. But Tosis has different shot, Om Masechet Tosis has different shot, what it means, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Emra. And he says what it means is, let's say, the things that you have to read, the certain things you have to read, let's say Hakel and those things, but Parshas Saita, Parshas Bikurim, Ayin Shom, Taisa Adim Shah, we're going Rashi Pshat, that it means Kriya B'Basic Knesses, and we're saying it means Parshas Zachar, or there's another tzad, that the Kriya Satira, when you lane, it's the Raisa to be Lashon HaKadosh, Ayin the Mefarshim, we'll talk about it, like upon them, we're coming out of here, B'Chagis Rebbe and Rabbanon, how Shema has to be said. Our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon, that Kriya Shema, B'Chol Lashon Emra.